Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week is Snap Pea 33.
Woohoo!
33 Snap Peas.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
I think last year we did them during like the big lockdown and thought we'd do about six. So.
Oh, no. Well, anyway, hi, Kate.
Hi, Mandy.
We are back in your ears on a Monday morning.
You've got to be happy with that, Tim.
This is a couple of snap peas in a row. So Tim should be very happy. He sent me a big thank you.
Did he?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad he was happy.
And, so we have got more of your speak pipes, people. Last week's episode was really beautiful, I thought, the snap pea.
Yeah. Someone sent me a message, God bless you, and she said, if anyone ever wants to hear what your podcast is like in a really succinct manner, send them that episode. That should be your showreel.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Huge.
Yes, so, it felt like that. I was crying, laughing when I re-listened.
Yeah, and it's all UPs that have sent it. So we love these. So as we say, you send them, we'll make them.
Yeah, totally. Yep. All right, let's get to it.
Okay, let's get to it.
Can't wait to hear from the peas.
Yep.
It's my favourite part.
It really is. You've always wanted it.
I did.
And it's easier than a live show and writing a book.
True.
Hello, Mandy and Kate. This is Marnie. I'm calling from Singapore.
Hi, Marnie. Oh, Singapore.
I just want to say how much I loved your book.
Aww.
And it made me reflect today when I was listening to the other speak pipes that it did take me longer to read than I thought.
Mm.
And I did have to put it down more often and that was okay because there was some processing to be done. And I wanted to value every word that was in there. The whole thing was fantastic, but I have several highlights. Kate, your description of your toddler morning just had me literally in tears of laughter. I'm sorry that you did have to go through that when it was your real life, but the way you wrote about it was very honest.
Brilliant.
And a little entertaining. And, Mandy, I loved the part that you wrote about surgery. I can imagine that must have been hard to write about your multiple visits. And I would have liked to hear more, but I know that you put in as much as you could. It's a massive processing for you to go through to have that written and then also to read it for the audiobook. I am about to gift the book to our teacher at school, one of my teachers from my child in primary school, because I just feel like the school section needs to be read widely. I can only hope that she will then be able to share the knowledge that's in there with other teaching staff. So that would be awesome. So much wisdom, so much of your voice coming through the pages. And it was just beautiful. Also, very much loved the book launch that you did because I was away and wouldn't be able to be there anyway. So it was a blessing for me that those online. And recently, thank you for sharing the live show. It was really enjoyable to listen to real people being in a room together and laughing and enjoying your beautiful spirit. And just sharing life together. That was lovely to hear. Thank you for sharing that. Wishing you the best for your crisis schooling and hopefully your journey for the rest of 2021 improves.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for all you do and all that you share. Bye.
Oh, Marnie. Thank you. Singapore.
Thank you. Thank you.
Imagine a teacher in Singapore getting our book. I know. Like, that's just.
Oh, I just can't believe the book's in Singapore.
I know. It's awesome. Thank you, Marnie. I suppose. The surgery chapter was easy for me to write. I don't know why. It wasn't easy in that I really thought about it. But as I've said many times, it just was pouring out of me.
Yeah, yeah. It needed to be written.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of did.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
This is Ruth from Sydney.
Hi, Ruth.
And I wanted to share with you my laugh from this week.
Oh, please.
I was lying down on the floor next to my daughter who was playing with the toy. I was taking the opportunity while she was distracted to read your book. I looked away for a moment to read a message from my sister and I looked back to find that my daughter had torn out a page, stuffed it in her mouth and was happily munching away. Clearly we both loved your book. Anyway, I'm calling to say congratulations. It's a wonderful thing that you've done. Thank you.
Apart from that page.
I hope it was a Mandy Says page.
Oh, that's the best story, Ruth. Thank you.
If you go back on our Instagram, you can see when Lorraine's dog ate
a book too. So we know we've made it.
Yeah.
And children and dogs are eating our book.
Oh, how exciting. Yeah. I never thought I'd have a book that got eaten by a dog.
Oh, the best.
Hi. I just wanted to call Kate Mandy to let you know that I bought your audiobook.
Thank you.
Really, really loved it. And it was amazing support for me. Oh. I listened. You kept me company while I was packing to leave my abusive marriage.
Oh goodness.
Oh, well, we're glad we did.
And having your voices in my ears made me feel less alone.
Oh.
And particularly the chapter about leaving your faith, leaving the church. There are a lot of parallels about having permission to do what's right for you and to make a call on what suits you and your kids.
Oh
my goodness.
Right. We have big fat tears and we just wanted to say you're a legend and you are so strong and you can listen to us anytime.
Yeah.
And send us as many messages because we are here for you.
Take my breath away.
Yep. Wow.
We just never know.
It's just such a powerful thing, podcasting, and it's really hard to explain to people who don't listen. Because it's such an intimate form of getting to know someone. You know, I'm not talking about News Daily, but podcasts where people tell their truths or their stories.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, they're life-changing.
And what a privilege, actually, that we were in your ears at that time, because that's a time of extreme everything.
Yeah, trauma.
Trauma.
And so, so proud to be there with you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Long-time listener, first-time speaker. I've just listened to your episode with Tanya Waring.
Oh.
I know it was months ago. I'm a bit behind. So I'm going to catch up. Sorry.
Of course.
Oh, good.
Tanya's story resonated with me so strongly, and I just wanted to thank you and her for sharing that story. I think her pea shoots and mine have shared a similar journey in some ways. We've also had the experience of having to demand a bed in the children's mental health ward and being told there were only 8 in the state. We're in New South Wales, so things here aren't any better than Queensland. We refused to take our suicidal and out-of-control 11-year-old home, so they reluctantly admitted him into the adolescent mental health ward, which is supposed to be for kids 12 and up. They kept him for 4 nights while they weaned him off a problematic medication. During his stay, he got so escalated by my visit on one occasion that they actually had to sedate him. But 2 days later, they sat us down to tell us that he didn't have a mental health problem. He had a behaviour problem and we needed to take him home. I've never been more terrified than the drive home. And I just was thinking to myself, how will we keep him alive?
Oh, goodness, Anna.
our mental health system is broken, and very it scares broken. Me yep. to think that we may need it again someday yes. and it might fail us.
Yes. Yep.
Luckily, we've since found an amazing psychiatrist Yay. Who understands ASD and ADHD
yep.
as well as mental health and the yep. ways in which these things all interact. Our son, who's now 14, has been stable ever since with the right medications yeah. and ongoing therapies.
Good professionals.
Listening to Tanya's story made me reflect on how terrible and traumatic that time was for all of us and how far we've come. Life isn't perfect and we have many challenges still. We're tired.
Yeah.
We're in week 10 of the Greater Sydney lockdown.
Yep.
We're learning and working from home.
Yep.
It's been rough, yes. to put it mildly.
Oh, yep.
But your message about your love for your son and the importance of connection
yes.
has reminded me to dig a little deeper and really try to spend some quality time with all of my kids while we're here all together.
Mm.
So that's what I'm going to do. I think I'll start with a game of Plants vs. Zombies, which he's been asking me to play in for days now.
Perfect.
Anyway, thank you again, Kate and Mandy and Tanya. I love you all.
Oh, Anna. Wow. Yeah, Tanya's episode was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Tanya, again for lending us your story.
Yeah.
Mental health is really scary at the moment.
Yeah.
I know, like, a few pediatricians have reached out to us and said there's not the beds, and yet there's a lot of issues going on with our adolescents and children because of these big lockdowns in Melbourne and Sydney. And this is what I want to say to anyone listening. Last year, when we were terrified of this pandemic, we emptied hospitals and made all these high dependency and ICU beds, right? Because we knew that keeping people alive was super important. Well, now, because of this pandemic, we have a lot of teenagers and young people with mental health issues. Empty the fucking beds. Put them in.
Put them in there.
Put them in there, right? So maybe some
at least give them some rest and listen to them at the very least.
Put off by a couple of weeks.
That's right.
But yeah, let them know it's real and help them. I just don't understand why they're turning people away. Anyway, thank you, Anna. That was a beautiful message. Enjoy Plants vs. Zombies.
I think that's all we've got, right, is to get down to our kids' level and do something with them. Yesterday I sat for like 2 hours and sorted Lego.
Yeah.
That's what I could do.
Yep. Yep.
We put some music on.
Yep.
You know.
I said to Buzz and Woody, I want to spend more time with you because they've got into a cycle of playing a lot of Xbox, which we'd really got out of actually. But anyway, lockdown, baby. And Woody's like, I've been thinking about it and I really think you should get an Xbox. I said, I love you, but I'm not getting an Xbox.
Problem solved, Kate.
Problem solved, Mum. Just get an Xbox.
You could have got one. You can have a headset. You can do the virtual reality or something.
Goes, you and Bryony can play.
Well, that's true.
I was like, yeah, but I don't want to. Anyway, God
love them all. Look, if you want to put some money in the supporter for Kate to buy an Xbox. I really want to see her doing it.
Dear.
Plenty of our parents might play Xbox. Sorry,
oh, yeah, I'm sure
put
you
it
do.
Down.
No,
we're not putting it down.
I just had, I'd never crossed my mind.
No.
And he was like, well, come on. You want to hang with us? You got to get on
well,
the
that's
Xbox.
That's true.
Yeah. So,
he's right.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Kate and Mandy. This is Elia.
Hello, Elia.
The one with funny accent.
Oh.
I'm here on the
not fun
drive-through COVID test line for my pishoot, waiting for the test, hoping that the loads of Macca's chips and soft drink that I got him will last us all the the waiting that we have to do. Want to share to with all the peace that I want to acknowledge how hard these times are for everyone.
Yes.
Especially for like the peace like me that have family in other countries.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That are struggling greatly.
Yes.
With the outbreaks and the deaths. I unfortunately lost friends to this variant of COVID in Mexico. A friend, young, he just turned 40 in April, and his family have to bury him this month.
I know. And so sad.
I want to acknowledge to everyone how hard it is.
Yes.
The dichotomies that we go.
Yes.
We want our teachers to go back to school, to be in the community, to have friends, to travel, to do all the things, to hug and kiss all these dear people to us that we are not in contact now.
Yes.
And get out of these lockdowns and have some meaningful life.
Yes.
And how on the other side, there's a lot of us who are scared of
getting
out, scared of the health of those babies who have trauma.
That's right.
Associated with hospital stays.
Yes.
How we have experienced the death of dear ones in other countries and or in this one, and we don't want that.
No.
With anyone.
No, we don't.
I just want to acknowledge how hard it is from both sides. We want to get out, but we don't want to get out.
Yes.
But we need to get out.
So true.
We are scared to get out.
Yes.
I want to send a hug to everyone that is struggling and encourage anyone who needs to go to their GP and said, I need help.
Yes.
Give me something that will help me, that change my life.
Yep.
Getting some help in the form of medication on top of my counselor and my therapist.
Yep.
And all the teachers out there, you are doing an awesome job.
Yes,
I'm forever grateful for all the teachers in my life and all the therapies.
Yep.
We are so strong, and unfortunately, it's yet another time to show our resilience.
Yes, you're right.
In difficult times.
Yes,
I want to send lots of love to everyone.
Oh,
love you, peace, bye.
Oh. Oh,
what a poignant message.
What, like, just the mentor to Kate and Mandy.
Yes.
I think please ring in anytime.
Anytime.
Because
everything you said was so true.
You just nailed
everything. I want to get out, but we know we can't get out.
But we're scared to get out, but we want to get out.
But actually what we want is for COVID to be gone and for everyone to be vaccinated.
Yes.
Right? That's what we really want. Because I know, I knew before Dan stood up today, which so I'm we're re-recording this on a Wednesday, I knew that we weren't going to get out of lockdown. But I still feel disappointed when we're not getting out of lockdown. But what we need is for people to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right? And when you think about people that have beautiful family overseas.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I hate not being able to see my cousins, but that's not my parents.
I know. I've got quite a few friends.
Yeah,
they can't even talk about it.
Yeah, it's so
because they were
scary.
very scared and sad last year. They still are a year later.
Yeah.
It's very confronting.
It is. Thank you for that beautiful
yes,
message.
Thank you. And your beautiful pea shoot
in the back.
Bye. Oh, I just loved hearing them.
Loved it. Loved it. And I hope you're okay. And yes, go to your GP. I went to the GP last week. And he said, oh, how are you? And I'm like, ugh. And he goes, nobody that walks in that door is okay.
Mm.
Nobody, right? The poor GP, he didn't sign up to be a psychologist.
No.
Anyway.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. My name's Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
I just wanted to pop on and say thank you so much for creating such an amazing podcast.
Oh, thank you.
You're really helping to bring a lot of people together who may not otherwise have someone who's on a similar journey, and I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, you are welcome.
Your podcast was suggested to me in a toys online group.
Okay.
Once my son was diagnosed ASD just before he turned 3 a couple of months ago, it I was feeling quite alone and quite isolated from my friends because none of my friends were on a similar journey.
Yeah, I know.
And being able to connect with people in the hangout who are going through a similar journey has made a world of difference. Oh. So thank you so much for that. I always wanted to say that I've read your book and I absolutely loved it.
Oh, wow.
I brought the hard copy because how could I not?
Oh, thank you.
But I generally read books on my iPad, so I also brought the ebook.
Thank you.
But then just in case I didn't have time to read the ebook because I am a working mum and we have lots of therapies going on at the moment, I also brought the audio book.
Trifecta.
So I got through the book and it was just absolutely inspirational. So thank you so, so much for that. I just wanted to say that you guys have really inspired me. I work in a medical center as a practice manager, but I also work on reception.
Yeah.
And the other day I received a phone call from a patient wanting to book an appointment for her daughter. And I could hear that she was quite upset on the phone and she was very open and told me about that her daughter, who was turning one in 2 days, had just been diagnosed unofficially ASD and that she had a lot of questions for her GP and that she was feeling quite anxious and quite stressed out. And I just reached out to her and I just said, look, I really hope I'm not overstepping. I just wanted to let you know that my son's actually been through that as well. He's been diagnosed ASD and I'm going through a similar thing. I was like, if you feel like it, when you come in to see the GP, ask to speak to me. I'm happy to give you my details and you're welcome to reach out to me outside of the medical center if you just need someone just to bounce
off
or
someone.
Vent to or any questions. So I've moved to a new area in January and I don't really know anyone in my area. So I might actually connect with someone that's going through a similar journey but also lives near me, which would be really nice.
Yes.
So I hope that if she feels she needs to, that she does reach out. I wouldn't have felt the courage or the inspiration to be able to reach out to her had it not been for you guys. So thank you so, so much for that. And thank you for everything that you do and all the advice and support that you give us all. Love you guys. Bye.
Awesome.
And you know what? We all just need one person.
One person.
One person.
And she will never forget
that. She won't. And whether she reaches out to you or not, she will never forget it.
She will never forget that.
No.
And she might not reach out straight away.
No. But it'll be there. The fact that you.
I know.
Yeah.
Good on you. That is the P, love in action.
It is.
Yeah. It's so impressive.
Hi, sorry, it's Samantha again. Yay. I just wanted to quickly add that I also told that beautiful mother to check out your guys' podcast. Oh,
thank you.
And, of course, the hangout as well.
Oh,
because
good job.
How could I not? So I really hope that your podcast helps her the way that it's really helped me.
Oh.
All right, that's all. Bye.
Thank you. And thank you for buying our book 3 times.
Yeah, 3 times. Wow.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Believe it or not, there are people who haven't bought it once.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a beautiful pea. All right. This is our last speak part
last
of this
speak
episode.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Kate from Perth.
Hello, Kate.
I don't know if you remember me from the earlier episode.
Yes. Definitely.
I just loved your snap pea today and I was driving to work and tears rolling down my face. And
it
I
was
just
beautiful.
Love what everyone had to say about in those moments. When you think you're alone, you remember that you're not because of the two peas in a podcast. Mm. I honestly feel like your podcast has kept me from having complete breakdown, knowing that I'm not alone. Two
not
things.
Alone.
My husband and I have been on different journeys with our pea shoots.
Yep.
And at times I think he's found it really hard to relate to how I felt and how isolating it can be.
Yes.
Or just how, you know, I worry for the future and things like that. He's not really kind of think too far ahead kind of guy, and he's also really positive, but it has made at times I felt quite isolated.
Yeah.
But he's such a cutie. He's just started listening to every single one of your episodes while catching him doing some chores around the house because he's a good boy. And I said, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just listening to Kate and Mel. but what I found is that he is understanding me better because he listens to you guys. Go figure.
Wow, this is the best
so
news.
So that's been really wonderful. And I want to thank you for helping my husband understand me better. And realizing that it's not just me. It is how other people feel as well.
Yep.
And kind of validated how I felt a little bit. And the other thing I wanted to say thank you is to all the wonderful people in the Hangout. I put in there a while ago a post about, does anybody study, and, you know, has anyone been able to manage study and caring for the kids? And loads and loads of wonderful women in particular put on there that they are studying and that they're doing this, and they just do it at the right pace. So I'm officially halfway through my Master's in Education.
Oh, wow.
Special Learning Job Week.
Kate.
Which has led me to apply for a job as a specialist teacher.
Excellent.
So now I've got that job, and I know that not all of our families can have this part of their lives with, you know, going back to work and doing something else. So to those people, I see you, and I'm sorry if this sounds like a rectum, but
no,
being able to just change my role a little bit throughout the week has made me feel much, much better.
Yep.
I'm not sitting at home as much and worrying about things that may or may not happen.
Yes.
I'm more worrying about things as they come up, which for me has sort of helped me quite a lot. So I just wanted to say thank you to all the wonderful people in the Hangout. And I don't think I would have had the experience that I have had if it wasn't for Two Peas in a Podcast.
Oh,
I think I would have been going through that grief process alone and much, much, much more slowly. Whereas now this is life. This is what some families' lives look
like.
It's
true.
Uh-huh. We're not alone, and we just keep going.
Yep.
And we find moments of joy, and we advocate hard, and we don't question ourselves.
No.
And our instinct is to protect our children. So thank you so much.
Oh,
Kate.
Wow. You know why? That's why we made it.
That's right.
Right? Because we 100% feel exactly the same.
That's right.
So that's a beautiful message
that's
to end
lot.
On. That's a
her
lot.
Her husband understands her more.
Hi, Kate's husband, if you're listening.
This is a private message for you.
This is.
Good job.
Yes, good job.
You got an excellent wife, three
really
awesome kids.
Wife.
Remember, Kate was the one who had the 5-hour party
on
the cliff.
I'll never forget that party on the cliff.
Ever forget.
I wouldn't even have a 50th on a cliff.
She's also driving a long way for all her therapies.
She
three
is.
Little kids.
Yeah.
Now she's working like, what a woman.
Studying.
Oh. So proud of you, Kate.
Yep, you're awesome. And the Hangout
maybe
is
I like this
amazing.
Kate better. You want to start a podcast? kidding.
Before we go, Mandy and I wanted to talk about the cutest little things that a P sent us. Now, I don't know your name because you've signed your name.
We can't read it.
I don't.
We feel disappointed.
But it's the cutest little typed note.
Like typewriter.
Old typewriter. And it says, to Kate and Mandy, I'm sending these handmade prints to people stuck in lockdown because art can make shitty days brighter.
It can.
I hope it makes a difference for you. Your podcast makes a difference to many. From a teacher trying to be a teacher. Thanks for the education. It's so gorgeous.
Oh.
And they're little cards, like postcard size. Then someone's got the Who Gives a Crap toilet paper and stuck them on, and then like it's like a stencil, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it says, you read it.
My state went into lockdown and all I got was this lousy print. I'm putting it on my fridge.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It's really cute.
I think I'll put it where I do my Zoom, so when I look up, I can see it. I love it.
Kate also gave me a little bag, and I think she needs to take a photo of it and put it up on Instagram. And it's a mini IKEA bag. And she just said, I've got something for you. And I was like, thanks.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway,
if you've got one of those IKEA blue carry-all
bags, it's
bag
a key
things.
Ring. So I put my keys on it. So now I'm going to put the keys in the bag. And I'm not going to lose them. And it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It's so cute. It's just, I love miniature things. That's the thing about me. I love miniature things. And it's like, I use these IKEA bags at work for the towels when we go to jobs.
Well, they're better than your miniature, the dolls that you used to have in a container.
I've still got them.
I know, I can't handle them.
You'd have to tell the piece about that.
Okay, sorry.
But yes, this is a cute bag. We'll put a photo up.
Photo of Mandy holding her.
Yeah. All right, peas. There's your snap pea.
Oh, the
Send
best.
Us those
These
messages.
Are the
we
best.
Love them.
Oh, we hope you enjoyed Sunday's episode.
Oh, yes. Did you love it?
Gary, the Father's Day episode. Tell us what you think because we want that to be a regular, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We think Gary's really talented and kind and funny.
And got such a beautiful speaking voice.
Beautiful voice. He's made for this.
He is made for this. So yes. We are happy to have
give him as much feedback as you can.
Yep. We know you loved him.
Yep, we know you loved him. So give him all the praise in the hangout or give us a speak pipe. Tell us what you thought about Gary's episode.
Yep.
Share it with the men in your life if they like podcasts, right?
And if Father's Day was tricky for you, I see you because it's my least favourite day of the year.
Yes, Kate.
So that's okay too. You can send us messages about that. If your dad's not here anymore, if you've got a tricky relationship with your dad, it doesn't have to be a great day.
No, it doesn't. Right? It's another day to endure, remember? Yeah. The days always end.
Yep. It's just, what is it?
Just get through it.
New day, different sink. Same sink, different day.
Yeah. Same sink, different day.
So, yeah. All right, peas, we love you. Happy Monday.
Yeah, rate, see review. You. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.